This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Aircraft Electronics Association show in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm with Jim Alpizer of Garmin. Jim, at the new product introductions this morning, you talked about some new traffic products from Garmin and also some upgrades for some existing products. Give us some details.
Well, thanks, Paul. Yeah, we actually have two new products that we'd like to introduce to the world of aviation. Our GTS 825. Is a 400-watt traffic system, active traffic system, that has range and capabilities out to 40 nautical miles. One of the design characteristics of this new traffic system as well is it's an all-in-one box. So we used to have a power amplifier and some other dynamics of that installation. That took a little bit more energy and labor. And so with this, the new GTS 825, we've really optimized the installation characteristics to help it go into the aircraft quite a bit easier. The other new product is the GTS 855. It's a ultra-high-end traffic system that goes out to 80 nautical miles of range. Still a TAS system, but has the ability to really extend out further. And then this is also the footprint for our TCAS 1 and TCAS 2 as well. Actually, and believe it or not, you can get an 825 or an 855 and make those incremental steps to the TCAS 1 or all the way up to a TCAS 2 as well. For our existing base of customers that are flying with the GTS 800, they'll be thrilled to know that their traffic system is actually outperforming what we initially had spec'd and had expected. So we're, you know, very conservative in nature, but we've actually, through some pretty thorough testing over the past several months and years, we've actually determined that the GTS 800 traffic system, our low-power traffic system, gets performance capability all the way out to 22 nautical miles, up to 22 nautical miles. So that's a significant increase from what we were advertising previously, which was 12 nautical miles. So for a $10,000 low-power affordable traffic system, the GTS 800 really hits the mark with great range and capability for a wide range of aircraft. And then those that even need a little bit more range and power, the 825 and the 855 is certainly going to be the way to go.
Now, if I understand correctly, those are all active systems?
Every single one of them is an active traffic system. Every single one of them will actually take ADS-B traffic information and then correlate that into the total traffic solution. So what we do there is if we've got an ADS-B target, we're still actively interrogating for other traffic out in the area, but it provides the best of all worlds. It's kind of a hybrid traffic solution, if you will. We actually get the question quite a bit, you know, with the world and the advent of ADS-B here in North America, are traffic systems really a necessary part of your flying life? And you know, my personal opinion on that is that there is still a strong market for active traffic systems because, let's face it, ADS-B does have its limitations even when everybody is out there and equipped. There's going to be some people that just refuse to equip for ADS-B, but they'll still have Mode C transponders. They'll be blind to the rest of those that are ADS-B equipped out there. And then certainly in this interim phase before the requirement goes into effect in 2020, you're going to have folks that are flying out there that simply just aren't participating and that are naked to everybody. So
really then, this gives you an ADS-B solution, but it also immediately covers you for non-participating aircraft.
Yeah, so with the GTS 800 series, that includes the 800, the 825, and the 855, and even the previous products, the 820 and the 850, they basically allow for the ADS-B in of traffic, and then they correlate that information into the total traffic solution. So from an ADS-B out perspective, you're still going to have a transponder that has extended squitter like our GTS 330 and 33 ES, or a UAT ADS-B receiver like our GDL 88. Both of those are certified and approved and out there today.
Okay, well, thanks for the update, Jim.
Yeah, thanks so much, Paul.
It's Paul Bertarelli reporting from AEA in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've been talking to Jim Alpizer of Garmin. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.